Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Guacamole. Sleeping cows. Mixer. Hostage situation.
I like your hat.
Oh, thanks. I like yours.
Thank you. Look at our little Christmas holiday display we got here in the middle of the table.
Is that like the Jesus setup?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, you got Santa Claus holding a cat. Who makes that? My mom sent me that. It came in a nice box. She goes, "I sent you some Christmas stuff." And that showed up. It didn't come with batteries, so I had to find my own AAA batteries. First of all, thanks, Mom.
You know what? I bet you they come from like QVC or something. Because I've never seen those in a store.
Yeah.
But like my mom has them. Your mom has them. My mother-in-law has them. They just have them.
Yeah. And it's got a little kickstand on it. Like it's made for a nightstand.
A kickstand.
It is made for you to like the first thing you see.
You roll over.
You roll over and Santa holding a cat is just like, "Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Santa."
Yeah, that's cute.
It is cute.
We should have got like a little... Oh, nativity scene is what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Like my mother-in-law's got little villages with lights and everything and
loved
trees.
Loved those when I was a kid.
Yeah, she's still got those.
And it's an incredibly expensive hobby.
Oh, yeah. She's adding to... Every year she adds like a new piece.
Like collecting uranium would have been cheaper than those little setups.
Yeah, imagine... I mean, if they were worth... Like, you know, like trading cards or something, she'd be rich. But
I'll trade you the 3-bedroom house for little girl ice skating. Which model is the little girl ice skating? I don't know. How fast does it go? At least, I don't know, 12, 13 miles an hour? No deal.
Yeah, you got to get the upgraded train. The bullet train.
Oh, yeah, get the bullet train.
Like an Amtrak or something. Instead of the old...
Just ripping through fastest Polar Express ever.
Mm-hmm.
You have to duck. You have to, like, cover the papers on your desk when your toy Polar Express...
Oh, because the wind blows so hard?
Everybody! The Polar Express is coming! And the kids are crying and they're fucking holding down the sheets and the cupboards closed. And it's just like... Meep, 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 meep.
The cat's riding on it. The
fake snow's flying around. Mm-hmm. It's almost done!
Yeah, their kids are doing their homework at the table.
All right.
And it's just fucking whoosh.
Okay, there's a little alarm. It goes off like beep, beep. They're like...
Ding, they
cover
ding,
their,
ding, ding.
Cover their homework and the... Toy Polar Express goes ripping through at 400 miles an hour.
Oh, God. They got to have something like that. Maybe that'll be my mother-in-law's present. I'll see if they have something like that.
A dangerously fast Polar Express?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Why not?
Let's fuck some shit up.
Oh, happy whatever stupid holiday you celebrate, everybody.
Yeah, just happy Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa.
Let it go, man. Thanks to everyone who supports us on Patreon. We have over 6 trillion hours of bonus content now. I know it seemed like a lot last week when we had 6 billion, but... We've been busy over the last 7 days.
Double, so. That's not a double, though, right?
Like, no, it's way more than a double.
6 billion. That'd be 12 billion. Yeah.
Oh, God dang, man. Thanks to everyone who has picked up some of the new merch. We've been stocking that store full. If you picked it up, it's a great support for the show. So thank you. You can head over to canyoudontpodcast.com and see all that stuff. And then please keep sending in all the different gifts to our P.O. box.
Yeah.
Big thanks to our daughter, Lynn H. She sent in a glow-in-the-dark moon to help decorate Zach's studio. Zach, mm-hmm. You can see it over there by your
I see it.
Can mixer. We?
I saw it early. It's
I good. Should probably ask this off off live, but like, can we get like a GoPro or something to put in his room?
Oh, yeah.
So we could cut to it and just kind of see what's going on?
Yeah, and people have asked about that. The biggest thing is Zach producing the show, and then also he has to cut to himself when he talks. Like, adds a whole new feature.
Oh, is that too hard, Zach?
It is.
Is that too hard?
It should be okay.
Like, knowing when you're going to talk and you push the button, it just, like, cuts to you and you're just sitting back there.
Well, I mean, if we call them out for something, yeah, then like we can cut to it. Not every time.
Like, lap time, have a camera in there. Like, that makes sense to me. And we can set up, like, a hot button. But, like, if people are looking, like, every time he, because they're like, I want to see him when he talks. Every time he chimes in, he's just like, me.
Yeah.
And it just, like, jumps out of the studio and just shows Zach's face from 2 feet away. And he's like, ha, 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 ha.
You know what? I bet he doesn't want a camera in there. I bet he's doing some shady shit.
What are you that's doing fair. There?
Because we can't that's see, fair. So he's just like,
but
that's why he forgets to run the animation or something.
Yeah, so we've talked about it, and it's definitely on the list of things that we want to give a shot or give a try and upgrade the studio. On top of Lynn H., thanks to Little Bug, Bodie, Taylor, Kelsey, Matt, and many more that for whatever reason didn't put your fucking names on the holiday cards. But it's truly wonderful to see everybody sending those things in and having or telling us the impact that the show has had on them. It really does warm our hearts. So
I didn't even. That's not something I never even considered was getting a Christmas card.
I know, and we got some out here. There's more tucked away. This is just what we could fit on the table here in the studio. Before we get into the show, we have a quick Christmas themed email from our son Drew, and he writes, "Hey there, Papas. My name is Drew. I've been listening to Joe for years, and I got to say, I really like the cut of your jib." Now I got a funny story for you. Here you go. I'd like to talk about the Tinder app for a second. All right. I only have had one experience with hooking up with a girl from Tinder. Here's what happened. Love the setup. I found this girl that I knew from a friend of mine on Tinder and decided to see if we can hook up. Hello. Are you available for a hookup?
Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am. Would you like to
take your pants off?
Yeah.
Because I think that we could take our pants off together.
I'd like to have my pants off in the vicinity that you have your pants off.
And then from there, we can see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
But we'll just start with pants off. see if we can... pants feet! Fortunately for me, she was interested. So we set up a time and place for her to come over. So we could set up a time for her to come to my house. And when she showed up, she was 9 months pregnant. Lol. It kind of shocked me. However, it did not scare me from actually hooking up with her.
Well, you can't get her pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, saving so much money on Plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah! Fast forward a few years, and I'm now working as an apprentice plumber. One of my coworkers, let's call him Jim, I've had the pleasure of working with. In early December, we had our company Christmas party. So me and my wife are standing in line to get some food that the company paid for. And I hear behind me somebody say, "Hello, Drew. Are these your pants?" No. "Hello, Drew." I turn around and I shit you not is the girl that showed up in my house 9 months pregnant for sex.
How much time has passed?
It doesn't say.
A few years.
It just gives us a little ballpark. After I sat down to eat my food, I looked around to see who she was sitting with, and she was sitting right next to my coworker, Jim. Awkward as shit. Lol. I don't believe to this day that he knows that this event transpired years before. Just thought I'd share that with you guys. Thank you for everything you guys do. I've been listening to your podcast for a couple of years now, and it feels like I know who you guys are, even though we haven't met. Thank you for putting everything you do out there. It definitely brightens my day up. Keep on doing what you're doing, daddies. Your favorite son, Drew.
Hell yeah, Drew.
Yeah? That is a little bit of a shocker.
That'd be so...
Yeah?
As a person who's never done... Because I was in a relationship before Tinder, so I never had that... Because that's basically what it's for, right? It's just for people to get together like that.
Sure. I think all of them they all have their different things. I'm sure some are different than others. There's people on Tinder that aren't on Tinder just to be fucking, but just trying to meet somebody who's not a piece of shit. So I think every app has a little bit of all that stuff going on. I think it comes down to individual personalities than it does necessarily the app. Although, like we talked about, there are certain apps you are on there and you're like, that is the absolute goal. is to do start doing some weird sexual stuff.
So here's just a weird thought. Like if let's say I went out to a bar.
Yeah, you did.
With some friends or some, like there's a girl. If I ever was like attracted to, I was always just, I could never be that guy that was like walks up and like,
hey baby.
And like, yeah, like.
Do you want to be pregnant?
Yeah. I never had that. I mean, I could never do that. But it's interesting to think, like, if I saw an app and there was a girl that I thought was cute and like swipe or like gave her a message, mm-hmm. like, hey, and she's like, hey, back, want to meet up?
You're like, whoo,
ice, and then it's bro. Like, whoa, okay.
Yes, I do.
That's just, still, I'd be like, whoo, what's going to happen? But but it's like a verbal agreement, mm-hmm. kind of like, we're going to fuck, right?
Like, hey, you want to meet up? Like, oh, slow down.
Yeah.
Are you 9 months pregnant?
So let's start. Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe.
Any yeast infections I need to know
she
about?
She just writes, yes, no, maybe. She goes, maybe.
Would you do it?
I mean,
if she was hot enough?
That's the thing, going back to this story. It's just a theme that we've talked about since the beginning of the show. So many guys. You show up 9 months pregnant. There's a moment where you're like, oh. And then that moment's gone. You're like, still go fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's not, you're not stopping them. Like, there's nothing you could do at that
point.
Like
I said, you can't get her pregnant.
Yeah, and you're not paying for an Uber home that early. Okay, let's move on. Let's get the show rolling. Does that sound good? Santa?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's roll it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
So if you haven't noticed, Christmas theme for today's show. Would you rather be locked in a room with someone who absolutely hates Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate? Or is a Christmas fanatic?
Can I ask a quick question real quick about Christmas?
Yeah.
I just had a thought the other day. If Christmas is named after Christ, okay. Why don't we call it Christmas?
Christmas. You don't have to, I don't.
We don't have to get into it, but I just.
Why?
It popped in my head. I was thinking about.
Christ. Yeah.
It's not Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. If you're out there, Jesus Christ. Please help me.
I put all my... Never mind. Let's not get into that.
Both of these, annoying. It doesn't even matter what the topic is. It doesn't matter what thing the person is either super hateful over or super, like, annoyingly supportive of.
It's weird to... It's a weird situation because usually, like, anybody that takes something way too serious is I have a hard time. Like anybody that loves their birthday so much that it's like their celebration that it's like a month long thing. And it's just this whole thing. It's like, ugh.
Expecting you to shape
your
schedule around their birth month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hear you there.
So,
but the Debbie Downer guy, girl.
Yeah.
They're pretty bad too.
Yeah.
Like they really do suck your energy out. When it's going to be the best news ever, they're like, I don't know, we'll see.
So is it someone like that, or is it like, or like the Grinch, where he's like going out of his way to fuck it up for everybody else?
No, I think you're just trapped in, and like they just fucking hate it. So in this particular situation, it is Christmas time. Through Christmas Day.
The whole time it's like, fucking
God.
Corporate.
Yeah, just everything. They hate everything about it. You can do nothing. Like, they're flipping through the channels, and they're just like, oh, my God, shit, 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 stupid, fucking hate it.
You sound like, what's his name from Breakfast Club? Stu. or on the other side of it, the same person like, aha!
I love this one. Have you seen this one?
What's the Miracle on 34th? Isn't that a Christmas movie?
Sounds right. 34th and a Half Street? Wasn't that the sequel? Or something stupid like that? You're like, how does that work?
That was Naked Gun, 33 and a third.
Was it?
Yeah.
I feel like...
That's what you're thinking of.
That's, I guess, combined...
Another Miracle on 34 and a Half Street.
I thought that's what it was, man. I feel like I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. You keep talking about the annoying Christmas person.
Man, it's you kind of have... I guess I have to lean the way that I kind of feel about it. Yeah. I love Christmas time. I just love the time... I don't know, just that or something magical, whatever you want to say about the time because of family and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like all the, I don't know, I hate it at the same time. Not hate it, but like.
It makes you do stuff.
I don't like obligations.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a fun time because I could spend it with family and And the kids are excited and happy, but the obligation, yeah, is kind of annoying.
Say a little much. Yeah, I'm with you there. Just want a quick update. Miracle on 34th and a half Street doesn't exist.
Okay. Okay. I didn't figure it did.
What? That's so fucked up. Like, just piece those two together. 33 and a third? Is it 33 and a half? Gun, or 33?
It's set 2.5 and 33 and a third.
Is it?
Yeah. Naked Gun 1, Naked Gun 2.5, and Naked Gun 33 and a third.
But the person... Classic. Yeah, it's all of them.
One of the best trilogies of all time.
Don't call me Shirley. That's Airplane.
Wrong.
That's funny. I'm just making jokes. Okay. So the person that is overly like optimistic and positive about Christmas just reminds me of that typical that person in any other situation and how annoying it could possibly be. And like one of the first things that popped in my head was being like lost in the wilderness. It's you and positive Nancy or whatever you want to positive Nell.
It's negative Nancy and positive Paul.
Jim. Positive Paul. So it's you and Paul. And you guys, you're the sun setting. You're fucking lost in the wilderness. And he goes, I mean, sure. This is a big bummer. I can barely feel my toes and my stomach is starting to eat itself. But hey, at least we're getting our steps in.
Mm.
And you're like, Paul, I'm going to fucking kill you. Good news. I'm feeling a little stronger. Like, let me check out these quads. He pulls his shorts up and gives him a little whip. And you're like, Paul, we're going to die.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we're going to die. And we're going to look fucking sweet while we do it.
That's not what I'd be thinking. Like, yeah, those are good looking quads.
Can't wait to eat them.
Yes. I'm going to dive into those quads tonight.
Or positive Paul. But you're like, you're in a hostage situation and you're all locked in a vault somewhere. And Paul's just like, guys, I know this is really scary for everyone. I mean, look at me. I just peed my pants. But I do have to say, I've had a really good time getting to know everyone a little better over the last 3 days.
Just happy to be around people.
And I hope when this is all over, we can exchange numbers and still be friends.
So, guys, if we all live, what do you think? You guys want to be best friends?
You guys want to go in on a timeshare or something?
Go in on a timeshare.
Because I know, me personally, I could really use a vacation. I'm going to find a timeshare that is not bank vault themed.
Is that the guy that gets Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah.
Because he's just so positive.
Yeah. Just
he's like
over the top.
He starts being friends with the guy that's holding you hostage.
Yeah. He's like, oh, he pretends to be like a gun fan, like a gun, whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Gun fan.
Fanatic.
Gun fanatic. Is that what it is? Gun enthusiast.
Yeah.
That sounds better. That sounds safer. That has the safety on, doesn't it? Getting arrested.
Shooting blanks over there.
Getting arrested for possession after you ran over an entire family in a crosswalk. And you're like, whoop, whoop. Like, oh my God, this is horrible. I feel so bad for what I've done. But hey, at least I get a front row seat to really watch our American justice system at work. And like, honestly, probably the closest I'll ever be to living up to my dad's expectation of being a lawyer.
sitting, or no, he'll represent himself.
And he goes, Your Honor, it's an honor.
I've chosen to represent myself because
I mean, this isn't going to go well. Yeah. But I figured, hey, might as well say I used to be a lawyer.
Bucket list.
Yeah. At least I can tell my cellmate I used to be a lawyer. But just way too positive for super shitty situations. And that just reminds you of that Christmas.
Well, the funny thing, too, is like, the steps thing always kind of drives me nuts too. When you'll be with someone like, oh man, they'll like, oh, got my steps in for the day when they walk up a flight of stairs. Mm-hmm. And I like, but they're not joking when they say it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
at least 75% of the time. Yeah. They're like, got to look on the bright side of everything.
I don't think they're like, well,
some people are.
It matters.
Well, I say it jokingly.
Yeah. It depends on the person. There's a girl I used to work with. Like, she would say she was really busy at work, and then she's like, oh, my God, I got, like, 2,500 steps in today.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, eating a piece of cake, you know what I mean? Like, what?
God. Yeah, I don't know why it's so funny. Like,
you look like you've gained about 3,000 steps.
Yeah, you got something. You've gained 3,000 steps.
Or whatever.
Like, if the doctor measures your weight gain in steps.
Yeah.
He goes, man, over the last year, you've gained 45,000 steps. You've been sitting down way too much.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, the thought of, yeah, you're walking across a parking lot to your car holding a big-ass cake. You're like, I deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
I've walked at least
at least one slice of this cake off. It's like, no, you haven't.
I know. That's the thing.
You're going to have to run all day.
Yeah.
Like, you better pick that cake up at 6 a.m. and then run until 6 p.m. And then you maybe get to have one piece of cake and have it not be a positive net gain on your calorie intake.
It's funny how people have to, like, justify everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whether, at least I... Well, I got this in or I got that in. Like, just fucking eat it.
Don't mind if I do.
Did I tell you that when I was walking in Vegas to go to the football game that I probably walked maybe 100 yards and my watch went, I looked down and it said, looks like you're working out. Would you like us to record your steps? I was like, that's all it took?
That's it? You stretch and get out of bed. It's like, whoa, buddy. Yeah,
that's what it was like. I got up and they're like, whoa, he's off the couch. You want us to record this?
You go to the bathroom to take a shit and it's like, exercise, goal reached. You're like, oh, man.
Your standing goal reached.
You've done it. You've broken.
Even though I sat right back down.
All right, let's move off to what are you thinking about this week?
Did we answer? Is this a question?
No.
Oh,
I mean, kind of. But I would rather be with the person that is miserable
than
over the top.
Because I think I would lean, that my personality leans more that way.
Maybe eventually they just would shut up.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, at least they're not talking about how great things are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it.
Kay.
All right, thing. Hey, Zachy Poo!
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
Nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
You got something I'm thinking about, Brian.
What?
You want to hear about it? So about a week ago or so here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. It got real slick.
Yeah.
It snowed, and then it, like it does around here, which I fucking hate, it snows a bunch, then immediately rains on top of it.
And then freezes.
And freezes. So this particular trip, I was in Spokane, I'd head back to beautiful Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And, it's about 40 miles or so. And the roads were super slick. The tires on my car aren't that great. I need to get them replaced.
And your windshield wipers, we know what they're like.
They're new now.
Oh.
I got those. That kind of reminded me of... when we were talking about windshield wipers, I was like, why am I doing this? There's got to be a better way. So I know my tires. I need new ones. They're not great. So I get out there and I start driving and it is really, really bad. I mean, I can take the traction. You can take the traction control off and sometimes, get things going a little bit on the ice. And it was like you'd start sloping off the road. It was that icy.
Was it this freeway?
No, it was just right here in this neighborhood. And then I'm cutting up and I'm getting on one of the main arterials.
Mm.
And I pull out and it's sloped a tiny bit. And I'm just stuck. Just like, gunning it and barely moving up. Maybe a 0.002%
grade.
Less.
Like you should not be.
Oh, 0.0001% grade. And it just, the car wasn't moving. Guy behind me's like, this fucking guy. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I hope he's nice. He might have to push me. And I make it out and I'm going down. And I'm going down a hill, heading back to the freeway to get over to Coeur d'Alene. And there's people coming up a steeper road and cars are sideways. And I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, it is really bad. I'm like, think about how am I going to get back home? Because it's elevated up here compared to downtown. I was like, stressing out about that. And the freeway was better than the neighborhoods, which is typical. But I make it safe, but it is like a pretty stressful drive. I'm taking it slow and I get over there. And my first stop is going to pick up Ezra from school. So I pull him and I pick him up and he hops in and I'm like, hey, because he doesn't like icy roads. He doesn't like the car being out of control. Like in a given situation, he'll go do some donuts or some cookies in a parking lot as long as he knows it's going to happen. But out of nowhere, your car starts sliding.
And you're in a safe, you're in a contained. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, the closest thing I'm going to hit is that light pole.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to. But right now, it's 200 yards
away.
Play my cards right. I'm going to fucking wrap around that thing and really fuck shit up. But he doesn't like it. So he gets in. I'm like, hey. I explained to him, I was like, the roads are super slick. And he goes, okay. I was like, so you don't have to worry about it. And he just leans forward over the middle thing and he goes, oh, and turns my dial. And I'm so stupid. I thought my car, for whatever reason, was automatically in all-wheel drive. So I was slipping around like a jackass, like bouncing off some curbs in Spokane.
Ezra for the win.
Because you were in two-wheel drive?
I was in two-wheel drive.
Is it front or rear?
It's rear. Ew. When it's by itself, and then but it has all of them. It mm-hmm. has four. It has all the track, all the controls. And in my brain, I was like, "No, this is an all-wheel drive car," and I just didn't even fucking check it. And it's a little die, a little knob in the middle, and I just basically white knuckled it for 40 miles back. And then Ezra gets in the car, and goes, "Oh yeah, we'll just fucking put this on," and I'm. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Never driven a day in his life.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Guess what? Didn't slide around at all for the rest of the day. Just a fucking idiot.
Even when you want to, you can't.
No. Yeah. Now it's way too hard. But I just worried and like sweating. I was like, how am I going to get the kids home safe? Mm-hmm. Are we going to slide backwards down the hill? And I'm thinking about what I would do if I started sliding backwards down a hill. Mm-hmm. Like, do you turn? Which way am I turning my car? To not smash into the car behind me.
Yeah, like, how am I going to drive defensively to get out of this without a pile up?
How am I going to go 70 miles an hour to get up this hill on the way back with the kids in the car on icy roads? And he just goes, oh, we'll turn this on. I'm like, fuck. And it just, in life, those super stressful situations, and they come down to just the simple little fix. Mm-hmm. And they have to be, I mean, the most embarrassing, but also like sometimes the most frustrating situations. You know, like, and I work in audio and video, so I have that a lot, where you run through all this shit. You're like, what's that? Like,
oh.
Yeah, you're like, what's that buzz? And, I mean, I've worked in the audio or entertainment field my entire adult life, but there's been times where, like, a microphone didn't work in the studio, and, like, you know, I'm producing. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, why don't you, like, you gotta check this shit. Like, we're supposed to do it right now. I'm like, I don't fucking know. And it turns out, like, just, it was a mute button.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever's in there just, like, pushed the mute button and then just forgot about it.
My bad.
And you're checking everything, except like,
all
for
the
that.
Cables and shit. Because why would you get yelled at for a thing you didn't push? But you're like, shit, fucking, you're looking, you walk over, you're like, oh. And you just push one button.
Jesus Christ.
Chart McMark. Kirk Bismarck.
Charty McDismark.
Yeah.
Clark Griswold. God damn it.
Da-da-da.
Yeah. Clark Griswold, his whole lighting thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just checking everything and just the power wasn't flipped on.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's so many situations that you come across in your life when you just get so riled up in my case, just didn't take a fucking second to remember that your car is not all-wheel drive all the time.
I have a lot of those little things, but there's one specifically in the car that I could think of too. I was like, I think I was 17. Mm-hmm. I had just gotten my little my Mazda 2200. Mm-hmm. Just learned how to drive stick and everything. It was my first car, first truck. And my uncle hired me to do some construction for him. And we were working on a house, like way out in the country, up. I had to drive truck way out in the country.
Drive truck uphill.
It was uphill.
Both ways.
And it's probably like a 20, 25-minute drive out of town to get to this place. And I get to where I have to go up this hill, and I cannot make it up the hill. It's a stick shift. So I'm driving, put it in second. What's going on? I put it in third.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to shift up. Or shift, you know, to get up this fucking hill.
Yeah.
I probably tried for 30 minutes and I could never get up. I had to turn around and I would try to get a run at it and I couldn't do it. And so I had to call, I had to drive all the way home because I don't think I had a cell phone at the time. Drive all the way home and then call my uncle to say I can't make it in because I can't get up the hill. And I felt like a fucking idiot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But come to find out, and it clicked in my head later, like a couple days later. You got to shift down to get the torque to go up.
Yeah.
But I was new to stick shift and all that. And so that didn't, so I was shifting it the wrong, I was trying to, I was thinking I was going, the higher you go, the faster I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to cancel on him. I had to do this whole fucking thing. And all I really had to do was just roll in like maybe second gear and I would have made it up there no problem. But I was like, the truck, it doesn't have enough power to get up the hill.
You need more power.
Yeah. So, and I'm like calling guys that were in construction who drive trucks.
Drive trucks.
Yeah.
Drive, no.
Who, yeah, who drive build truck. House, drive truck, hammer, nail.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just like, couldn't figure it out.
Drink beer, hammer,
fucking
nail,
idiot.
Drive truck.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I was hoping for a second on my brain when you were talking about this whole situation about trying to get up the fucking hill. It turns out I was on mushrooms and I was actually in my bathroom. Sitting on the toilet, just thinking about how hard it would be to get to my uncle's.
I was eating a chimichanga.
Chimichanga on mushrooms, just thinking about driving truck. All right, let's move on to some dick.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
This is for Zach.
Zach.
So I was like probably 17, maybe. That's when I was really starting to get into gas station burritos.
Yeah, that's my same.
Chimichangas. I would go to the gas station and get a big pop, like a 32-ounce pop, and gas station pizza sticks and chimichangas.
Yummy.
That's when I was really getting into gas station burritos. That was like high school.
Yeah, dude.
That's about the same with me.
I know he loves himself some gas station food. So.
Shit, yeah.
Like thinking about that coming up in therapy. Yeah.
Mm. It all took a turn.
So tell me when you really got into gas station burritos. You sit back.
Yeah.
All right. All right,
Doc. Buckle up.
Buckle up. Buckle up. Or here we go.
Or psychiatrist. Like, when did you take, or like a, you know, you go to a specialist, weight specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I guess it all started when I got into gas station chimichangas. Like staring off into the.
Seeing your name, like you are the nation's leading gas station burrito therapist. You have all these little doors with different names on it. It's like addiction, marriage, burritos.
Then you go through there, and then it's like store-bought gas station. There's little doors in between every little room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Microwave. It's like Hot Pockets. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you open up Hot Pocket, and it's just a slide out the door. Like, it's not a burrito.
You gotta go back to the beginning and try again.
You touch the doorknob, and the trap opens up, and it just drops you out of the building.
Yeah, you land in a pit with other people, like, burritos? Yeah. What are you in for?
What are you? Hot pocket? Yeah. I mean, I know how to classify.
Pizza pocket?
Me either. I thought they'd understand. Clearly not. I'm wasting their time with fucking hot pocket people. All right, dick time. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zach!
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick.
If I owned a practice of any sort that had to do with therapy, that'd be really funny. Just have like these different doors, or like, even just a business card on the front that has like, it's like mental health, like relationship, marriage, addiction, whatever, family, burritos. You're like,
it's like getting real specific.
Yeah, or just something else weird, some other weird thing that you could be addicted to.
Hey, why do they call it a practice? Like, if I'm gonna go to,
the idea is that you're constantly learning.
Well, if I go to a place that I'm going to get like brain surgery,
you don't want to go to a training facility.
I don't want to go to someone who's learning how to do it. I want to go to a guy that knows how to fucking do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Okay. I don't want to go to the fucking practice squad.
I want to go to the finish squad.
Like, I want to go to the Hall of
Finish
Fame.
School.
Where's the Hall of Fame for brain doctors?
This guy is like retirement because he's done everything he can. He's bored.
Yeah,
he's put in his 10,000 hours.
Exactly. That's the guy I want. Not the guy practicing.
He's on. Yeah, he's no more. No, nothing left to learn. So the headline of this article, and again, Christmas theme going, but here, thieves argued they should face lesser charge because their stolen goods were on sale. Oh, the concept of this fucking kills me.
I love that logic.
Yeah. So the district attorney office for Colorado's Judicial District 18, which include, I don't even know what, who are these people?
Arapaho?
Arapaho, Douglas, Arapaho, Elbert, and Lincoln counties, said in a Tuesday statement.
Arapaho. No, it's Arapaho. It's a Native American.
Arapaho. I barely knew her.
Oh.
Some weird mummy sex, like the rare mummy sex joke. So that the men's defense attorneys told the jury that their client should face lesser charges because some of the items they stole were discounted. The pair, Michael Green, 50, and Byron Bolden, 37, were ultimately convicted of the higher crime, felony theft, instead of the lesser misdemeanor charge, the DA said. The thieves were called the KitchenAid Mixer Crew, which is a pretty baller name.
Yeah, that's like the Wet Bandits from Home Alone. And
I mean, KitchenAid Crew has a better bounce. Why'd you put Mixer in there?
KitchenAid Crew. The CAC?
The CAC.
Yeah, call me the CAC.
No, who you with? Oh, I rep the CAC.
Just repping CAC.
On your throat? You got fucking CAC?
Just CAC.
Put a CAC down your throat? What happened?
I think I moved the table. Yep.
Well, then move it back. Sorry. That'd be a bummer if it just fell off entirely right in the middle of the show. Oh, oh, now our candles are all crooked. God damn it. Brian!
Sorry!
So the Kohl's employees were the ones that nicknamed them the KitchenAid Mixer Crew.
Did they sit around and think of that?
They're like, what should we call these guys? They targeted the pricey kitchen appliances. One KitchenAid stand mixer stolen retails for $499 at Kohl's, although it's currently on sale for $350. Also stolen were brand name shoes and clothing. Just the idea that there was a lawyer in a courtroom in Colorado that was like, hi, Your Honor. And maybe he knows this guy and he's like, what, Jared? Like, he's just so sick of his shit. Fuck.
Loophole Larry.
Loophole Larry, what do you have for me? That's funny, Your Honor. Hear me out. Take a look. He brings it out. Take a look at the stand mixer. He sets up like a Price is Right situation.
With the price.
He has the two.
You gotta put the prices in the right
in
thing.
A boom box. And he just pushes it. He's like, there's some shitty old 80s like Sony beatbox or boom box cassette tape.
Hold on.
Okay, Your Honor. Here you have a KitchenAid stand mixer. Regularly, $4.99.
The actual retail price
is, and it's like goes down a little bit.
Yeah, drops the thing.
He goes, if you can guess the next price, these guys get felony theft. But if you can't, Your Honor, misdemeanor.
We must ask for this for a what do you call it? A mistrial.
Mistrial. Like if you guess it, and the judge is like, and the crowd, everyone in the courtroom,
the courtroom,
246. 246.
Quiet. I'll hold you in contempt.
Hold you in contempt. Trying to help him. He's like, 240. Ding, 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 ding. God damn it.
Sorry, guys.
He's good.
He's real good.
He always shops at Kohl's. You guys should have stole from Target. He hates Target. I told you guys that, but the idea that, like, even if they were their own lawyers and just having to hear that defense, he's like, guys, you stole this $375 coat. And he goes, yeah, but if you price match this at Walmart, it's only $125. Mm-hmm. He goes, you're telling me that I should get a felony when this coat, which Target matches, they do price matching, I can find it somewhere else for $175. I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying. I shouldn't be
objection,
stealing
Your
stuff.
Honor. Can we look that up? Can we say see if they actually price match this? Price mass?
Yeah. And with a coupon, I would have saved $25.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a gift card.
I got a gift card and everything, Your Honor.
that it's so funny to think about, like, somebody, like, actually doing a crime, but then anytime this happens, I think it's hilarious. Like, when it's absolutely everyone knows that someone did this thing, but they're trying to get, like, the way that they brought the way they used the evidence was like illegal in court, and they're trying to play that up. Like, the dude killed somebody, everyone knows he did, but
OJ Simpson,
but the prosecution, the way they presented the evidence, like it could be a mistrial or something. Like, the dude killed somebody,
or the way it was handled,
it's like, yeah, the way evidence was handled, so we're just gonna let the guy off even though he admitted to killing somebody.
It's like, we took it. But, I mean, it should have been cheaper. So
at the time, it was cheaper.
Yeah, at the time.
Wholesale price is only like $80.
Right. Yeah.
It only costs $12 to make. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we going like Costco prices? Or what if this was like applied to other things? Like say you murder someone.
Yes.
The bigger the person.
I have.
The bigger the
bigger the ponytail, bigger the problem.
The bigger the person, so you kill Shaq, and they're like, okay, you get life.
You get three life sentences.
But you shake a baby and it dies. They're like, all right. You got like a weekend or like,
oh God.
You know what I mean? Like, what if that was the scale? Like, we're going to hold you for a couple nights in the cell and then like a drunk tank.
They weigh the dead body to figure out how much
time
you get.
Yeah. It's like on the slab and they're like, It's like when you go to the deli and you're like, I'll have some of the roast beef, and they put it up on the thing and the price goes up.
Yeah.
But exactly. that's how much time you get.
Like, did you do it? Yeah. Okay. Bring the body out. And they just lay it down. It's like, felony.
You know, when you go to the airport and they weigh your bag.
Yeah.
And you put on the scale, like, come on, come on, come on, come on. It's over. You got to, like, now you're, like, taking shit out.
Yeah. Put, like, sticking pants in your shorts. You're just like, God damn it.
You're putting the pants on.
Yeah. Just wearing 7 t-shirts. Like, how's it now? Is it 49 point something?
Instead of just paying $50 or whatever.
No way. You can't do that. You're sticking, like, just bundled up socks under your hat.
Taking out all the illegal switchblades.
Oh, yeah. That would have saved me a fortune.
And then putting those in your pocket.
The amount of money I could have saved. Man, if I just would have taken out 2 illegal switchblades.
Well, if you would have just checked them.
I think they're just illegal to have.
Oh.
You know. Much. Actually, you can fly with knives.
Yeah.
As long as you're flying to a place that they're legal. But if I was flying to Washington, can I still check a... Because my residence is there.
Oh.
But I can't bring a gun through Washington.
We'll see. I'm about to get my pre-check.
Okay.
Applied for it, so I'll try it.
God, I hope you... This is the full circle I want, is for you to forget and bring your fucking switchblade into the airport. Do you have it in your pocket right now?
No, it's in my car. Because I had to use it.
Did you go?
I had to shank a motherfucker.
Nice, dude. I hope that you accidentally bring it in. I really do.
No, I get really paranoid when I go to the airport with things like... You ever do that where you go in the airport and you're like, God, I hope I don't have like...
God, do I have heroin?
Yeah. It's like, I hope I don't have any heroin on me. And like, why would I have heroin? But like, what if someone placed it there?
Like, shit, I hope I don't have a murder weapon in my side pocket.
Yeah. I remember we went to Hawaii and they had little keychains, the little pipe keychains. Mm-hmm. And I remember having that in my bag and thinking that I was going to get in trouble flying back. And then if my mom found it... But yeah. It wasn't like I never used it. It wasn't like it was just a little keychain, but it was the idea that it was a
marijuana pipe. Marijuana smoker.
Mm-hmm. This was way before it was legal.
Yeah, back when people gave a fuck.
This was 01.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, keeping with the Christmas theme, let's move on to some...
That's pre-9/11.
Yeah, that. I mean, you're going way back.
A couple months.
It's a different world back then. But it is holiday party season. You want to take a look at this holiday party article?
You mean the crazy fucking liquor cheeseburger?
What? What did you say?
Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, no. I don't. I tried. Was it for me?
You want me to read?
What? Yeah. Do you want to read it?
We'll get into that another time.
Yeah.
All right. Raunchy alcohol-fueled Taco Bell party included open sex, those lawsuit claims.
Now this is a Christmas party.
Yeah. I might go back to work just to have something like this.
Yeah.
A former Los Angeles area Taco Bell employee is suing the company and franchise owner after she claims a Christmas party at the fast food restaurant descended into a drunken mess that included open sex.
Descended?
Yeah.
Ascended?
Yeah, ascended, yeah.
Welcome to the party, baby. What are you complaining about?
Well, I think we're going to find out.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
In the suit, she alleges that her previous... that her supervisor included her in the December 18,
20... Invited her.
Invited. Oh, yeah.
Got it.
San Pedro Taco Bell, which she worked. She was encouraged to bring food for a potluck-style buffet, and her contribution was a bowl of guacamole.
No wonder you were offended. You can't show up to a potluck with a bowl of guacamole? You better bring something else. That might be like, and I also brought this guacamole. But you can show up like, this is all I brought was
maybe
guacamole.
She makes really good guacamole.
I mean, she bet world famous.
Why would you have to bring food to a Taco Bell party? That's what I want to
know. They're probably sick of it. They're probably sick of whatever, food is in there. Well, can you get guacamole at Taco Bell? I don't know.
Taco Bell's not real Mexican food, though.
No, but it's better than. No, that's not true. I do like a good Taco Bell thing, though.
Once she arrived, she discovered that her supervisor... Mm-hmm. Covered the windows of the restaurant with wrapping paper. God, I just like, this guy was like an all-out fucking...
Yeah.
He was anticipating like, this is going to be just a crazed, sexy, raunchy...
And, you know, it's not going to be in some backwoods. It's going to be on a busy road.
Yeah.
If you're going to save money on a venue and throw a party inside your own Taco Bell that you own...
Some kind of...
You better put some wrapping paper up.
Fucking crazy... Cheesy, liquor cheesy, fucking greasy liquor cheeseburger party. That's what it sounds like to me. Okay. She claims the supervisor provided alcohol to staffers.
Oh, yeah. Well, the supervisor also covered the cameras for the lobby inside the restaurant.
Yeah, camera. Yep. That's like, he did. He's like, the only people that need, what happens at Taco Bell stays at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
She claimed the supervisor provided alcohol to staffers, several of whom were overserved.
She's this Elena lady. Sounds like a
she's fucking stick in the mud.
God.
Around midnight, I like to stick her in the mud and let her sink. Wait, around midnight, after she'd stepped outside for a short time, she walked back into the restaurant and saw a coworker having sex with his wife in front of everyone at the party. She alleges.
Dude.
Yeah! She walked out for a break. She's like, maybe it's better. She's going to walk. Okay, maybe it's gotten better. And everyone's just like, woo! Yeah!
Like, I guess picture like a scene, like a picture the video scene. Mm-hmm. So you hear the door, like a, you know, Taco Bell door. And she's outside, just going, Jesus. And the bike, it's guacamole, shit! Whoever brought this guacamole, get the fuck out! I'll have the number two! Just throwing cinnamon twists.
Just sprinkling guacamole all over some titties.
Yeah!
I'm a queso, not guacamole.
But this lady who goes, she goes, I knew I shouldn't have came.
Yeah.
It just through the just the wrapping paper is rattling. She's outside being like, you need that promotion though. You better go back inside.
She's like, it's only a couple hours. I can get through this.
And then that commercial grade door that opens up and just fucking, yeah! Just fuck throwing shredded cheese on a couple having sex.
it's just raining down. Yeah. She's hanging on to the fucking ceiling fan. It's just, they're throwing food in the ceiling. It's shit's raining down.
Oh, man.
Crowd's cheering.
So good. All right, anyway, so having sex.
Okay, so shocked, disgusted, and outraged, she alleges that she first ran out of the restaurant, but then went back inside to retrieve her guacamole bowl.
Dude, you are the worst coworker. She's gone. She's finally gone. More sex.
She comes back in. Forgot my guac bowl.
Little extra sour cream on that taco. Remember? What was that from? Me, myself, and
I don't remember.
The one with Jim Carrey. Me, myself, and Irene. Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the movie.
Little extra cheese on the taco. When he can't lie anymore. And he's the
liar, right?
No, liar is the lawyer.
That's when he can't lie.
Yeah, I know. That's not the one I'm talking about. Oh. He's the New Jersey, part of the New Jersey State Police. Mm.
That's me, myself, and Irene.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so when something happens and he can no longer lie, and someone's buying like Vagisil. And he goes, ooh, looks like someone's got a little extra cheese on their taco. Nothing?
Gross.
Okay.
No.
Anyway. Fuck. Another whiff for me. It's like 4 weeks in a row I say something that no one knows. Okay.
Hey, I was just quoting Ace Ventura with the TSA guy waiting for my pre-check.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're back to get a guacamole bowl.
Okay. Only to find out that her manager and the other coworker involved in the sexual encounter were vomiting. One threw open the trash while the other vomited in her guacamole bowl, according to the complaint. She reported the incident to Taco Bell Human Resources and Alvarado Restaurant Group, the Colorado-based franchisee. The manager and the other coworkers who were involved in sexual encounter were fired. Her complaints states.
You got what you wanted. You got your guacamole bowl back, and you got your manager. Are you happy?
I like the, like, while that's all happening, like, they present her with your guac bowl. You know, like some sort of a fucking...
We're sorry to see you go.
Yeah. Well, I was like the keys to the city.
Yeah.
You know, like they're for breaking up this crazy sex infested
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's just a gold plated guacamole bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We're so sorry for your troubles, Alina. Here, please accept our gold plated
token
of appreciation and apologies. Here's a gold plated guacamole bowl.
I love the idea that she went outside twice.
Yeah.
So she left out. Okay. I'm
Get a breather.
came back in. Oh my God!
To sex.
Runs out again.
And then goes back for a guacamole bowl.
Yeah.
And how long were you gone?
Mm.
Like you go, it's like a magic trick.
Mm-hmm.
Like you open the door and everyone's having sex. You're like, no. And you close it.
It's like
you,
the wrong door.
Then you open it again. Everyone's throwing up. Like how fast was the changeover?
Like she had to have like gotten her car and maybe started driving away. And she was like, oh my God, my bowl.
Oh my God, my bowl. So I can't go get it tomorrow. It's going to disappear. Better go back to the sex party.
I love how fast that happened though. Like one was vomiting in the trash.
Yeah.
Like they were the only two vomiting. Mm-hmm. Like was the sex that bad?
I'm sure something got poured somewhere and I don't know. There sounds like you're drunk. If you are the manager of a Taco Bell and you're fucking your wife and a bunch of other employees, probably too drunk.
What did she get her bowl at that time, or did she get
to have got her bowl
like that night?
Give me that.
Like, you know, she's vomiting, like the some person's vomiting in it, and then she's like, okay, this is mine. And she had to like dump it out and clean it. And
who knows?
Why would you go back for it?
It's a guacamole bowl. Like, is it a heirloom generation to generation guacamole bowl? That's the case. Yeah. Don't bring it to your Taco Bell potluck.
Great great grandma's guac bowl. Used in the family.
It's gonna be perfect for the Taco Bell Christmas party.
this will be the centerpiece.
This will really tie the room together at the old Taco Bell Christmas party.
Crazy raunchy.
All right, let's move off to lap time. Okay. I'm interested to see what Uncle Zach has for us this week. All right, Zach.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, little chitrons, why don't you come take a seat on Uncle Zachy's lap?
Gather around, boys and girls. It's lap time with Uncle Zach.
Sit on my lap, you little shits.
I hope no one minds. I have to wear my hat like this. It's getting hot and smushing my ears down.
I just realized.
You kind of look like Fred Durst a little bit.
Yeah! Hair.
Who did?
You do.
He looks more like Fred Durst than I do.
Check it out from this angle.
I look like Fred Durst like this?
Like the Fred Durst of today.
No, but no, y'all loving hair. This shit right here.
Oh, yeah, with the, looks just like a hip grandpa.
Kind of.
Yeah. What are we doing for freaking lap time, Zachy?
Christmas shit.
Christmas shit!
Are you ready to learn random Christmas facts?
Yeah, boy, am I.
Fucking why in the hell not?
Yeah.
All right, well, I got a few things.
Okay.
Let's wait.
Are you going to be the guy in the room that we're stuck in with right now?
Yeah.
Christmas fanatic?
My mom was that person. She was the most insane Christmas person I've ever seen. So I'm actually kind of the opposite of that.
Did it kind of help you get in the Christmas spirit, though?
So much. So fucking much. I kind of miss it, to be honest.
But, yeah. It helped you so much get in the Christmas spirit that you went Jewish? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So a couple things. I want to ask you guys, shipping. How many packages do you think are shipped out during their Christmas season?
Whoa.
We have 360 million people or so.
So we're going just U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll go 75 million.
75 million? That's it? There's 300 and...
Why are you attacking me?
Because it's so left. I thought that
just
was so...
Just fucking pick your number.
All right.
What if I'm closer?
There's no way you are.
I know, but I just threw out a number. I don't fucking know.
Wait, so one package... Are these store-bought or shipped from families?
I think it's combined. Just what the U.S. Postal Service goes through.
Uh-oh. For shipping Christmas stuff.
I was just picturing, like, just gifts being sent.
I'm going in the billions. I'm going to go 1.8 billion.
1.8 billion. And what was yours again?
75 million.
It's 11.7 billion pieces of mail
and
packages during the holiday season. Isn't that insane?
That what?
That number doesn't even make sense.
And they're still losing money? The yes. Postal Service?
Well, the government does it, so what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
They can't help themselves. All right, so...
Either can you.
Gonna need this $800 stapler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple $1,000 toilet seats.
Yeah, get a couple of these Sharpies that should not be $40 a piece. We'll get some of these.
Mm-hmm. Wow, my guess was way off.
I know. That's why I.
Well,
that's my reaction.
Every piece of mail that's already been sent to. I was just picturing like just gifts.
It does include everything, yeah. Even bills and stuff. So
yeah. See, I was just picturing
all
like I'm just sending gifts
and Christmas cards. Like one family sending out fucking 50 of them.
Yeah.
Whew. It would be best to start around 360 million, right? One person, one package
per person.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But 11.7 billion is not a number that my brain can comprehend.
No, and
But 85% of Americans participate in Christmas, with about only 51% attending services.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys attend services.
I used to growing up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good times.
Yeah. Thanks, Zach.
I'm happy to help.
Good times, huh?
Yeah, I had good times thinking about you going to church in the past. I'm having a good time right now. Actually,
are you hard?
If you could see with the GoPro, you'd know.
Wow.
But
wait, what was that thump on the wall?
Yeah, that was it.
Nice.
That was Joe with his own cock from around the bend.
Mm. I'm pushing it through. It's snaking through the door right now, back into Zach's.
Poking him on the shoulder.
I'm tripping on it.
Let me do it for you.
Well, I got a few more economic things that are just kind of random. We spend about $1 trillion a year in the United States on Christmas.
What?
People that have about $120,000 per year income spend around $3,000 on Christmas, which blows my mind. The average family is said to spend around $1,500 in gifts, food, and travel, with about $970 of it in gifts.
Huh.
And that's not me. My family does not get that.
Yeah. Some Christmas is bigger than others.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
But then
I'm gonna whisper this. This one is gonna be a big one, as far as from what I'm doing, about what I bought for my kiddos and company. It's a big one this year.
Oh,
but not normally that big.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for like a bombshell.
No,
yeah.
No, calm down.
Okay.
We've had enough.
I'll show you guys when we get done recording. I'll show you one of them.
Just
show you one of them.
Cool.
Okay, go.
I do have some like useful spending tips because everybody's trying to save money.
Apparently not me. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, except for you. But you, the tip is to abandon your family, and so that should probably help. I don't know if going out for cigarettes works anymore, but like get some of that.
It's worth a shot.
Cheesecake, vape juice or something. But so about, let's see, there's a few things in here. I found this interesting that AI has been used by 20% of people to find that perfect gift.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty strange. It's a new thing.
Especially from a dude's perspective.
It's helpful, but you're supposed to be thoughtful, right?
Well, yeah, but also like thoughtful can be brought up by someone else.
But thoughtful, that's not really what Christmas is anymore, right? Like,
okay, I mean, you can get a gift. You know when you nail a gift.
No, I know, but like, how many people just give cash? It's just so, to me, it's just so weird where you're like, you open up a present, hey, thanks for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, if you give someone else cash, all we're doing is just handing each other money.
Money.
Yeah. It's just weird.
You know what's funny though? The next thing I've got for you is on that token a little bit. So ladies, if you're wondering what ladies want the most, 38% of them say they want gift cards.
Gift cards,
26% say they want a physical gift. So a gift card is your number one bet.
Yeah, they want to go buy the stuff that they want.
Yeah.
And if you want to know what's number one with men, it's blowjobs. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, by far. Absolutely
by far. Man, just that's think about cool. It.
99%.
I don't want to think about it. I'm on camera.
Dude,
know what I mean?
The best gift my wife ever got me was like early on relationship. I think it was for Valentine's Day.
This is going to be good.
And it was like it was reused like a stamp card.
What?
Like a BJ stamp card.
Oh.
So like
you missed that detail?
That's the best.
I was what is it? And you're like, and I got like a Safeway fucking
coffee
club
card
from
no, Costco. I was playing off of the BJ stamp card? Yeah, so it was like whenever
Did you ever bring it up and slide across the table? And then she's like, no, not now. And you're like,
I don't remember
that shame reach where you're like, okay, slide it back to yourself. And just open your wallet and tuck it back in.
Back in.
Not now.
I love it. Yeah,
like, little pocket tap.
Yeah. I'll save that for later.
Well, guess it's just you and I. Just you and me tonight, as you say to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who would you think men or women want to save money more?
Oh. Well,
looking for deals.
If you asked it like that, I'm going to guess that men want to, but it's probably women.
Well, that's a kind of a double guess.
Yeah.
It is women. 65% of women compared to 55% of men are looking for the deal. And actually, women give more gifts. 49% of women give gifts compared to 41% of men.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they're the ones buying the gifts for everyone.
She's buying all of them anyway. Then the guy gets puts his name on the box.
Yeah, the guy gets credit for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would you guess is more brand loyal?
Men.
That's true. 67% of men are very brand loyal. 59% of women are.
Because women are, I mean, they are brand loyal, but they're going to be checking out new products. Men are like, just give me the thing I've been using since I was 12.
Especially if they're trying to get deals.
Mm-hmm. And try something else new.
They're going to do like the cheaper version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got a weird data point for you.
Okay.
Women don't prefer blowjobs like men do.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially married women. It's under 10% compared to 99.999% of men. All right, let's get off spending and blowjobs.
Well, usually it's the love language, right?
Yeah,
like the blowjob. My love language is like
blowjobs.
My wife's love language is like helping out cleaning the house.
Is that another T-shirt? My love language is getting a blowjob.
Yeah,
I think it might be for 99.9% of dudes.
We've sold so many of the rough sex is my love language. So, by the way, thank you so much, everybody. It's fun.
Oh, I need to make a blanket. We've got pillows and everything too. Yeah. So,
yeah. Anyway. Okay, Zachy Boo?
Well, now we'll get away from blowjobs and spending a little bit.
Oh, boo. So coming up next week.
The holiday season is also a great time to hurt yourself, which is fun. The Consumer Product Safety Commission's most recent news release estimates that 14,700 people visit hospital emergency rooms each November and December from holiday-related decorating accidents, which is about 240 injuries per day. And most common are falling, lacerations, and back strains.
From putting up Christmas lights, probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you guys have the same fear I do? Whenever you see an accident video of someone falling off a ladder and their leg gets stuck in it, that's one of the biggest things.
And the break,
the backward when a knee doesn't go the way it's supposed to.
Dude, I think I saw that scenario on like Live Leak the other day.
Oh,
it's like,
man.
Oh, no, don't do that. Oh.
It's the worst. Ladders and legs getting caught in it and then doing leg press, but they overextend their knee and it goes backwards.
Remember,
I can't do those videos. I can't do them.
I'll watch
the hitting videos before that.
Did you ever see the Joe Theismann one?
Yes.
Yeah,
fuck all that.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
No knees going the wrong way. Thank you.
Well, also dangerous is dried out Christmas trees. They spark about 260 fires in the United States each year, resulting in 12 deaths, 24 injuries, and about $16.4 million in property damage.
Only 260?
Yeah, I thought that would be higher, too.
Me too, yeah.
Way higher. I thought they'd be 260 in, like, San Francisco.
I guess it's dropped quite a bit since they stopped using real candles.
And real trees.
And real trees.
Humans
real,
are so anything. Dumb.
We are.
We had real trees, and you'd have a little cup attached to a flammable, like, just a bomb. And you just light it and just hope you didn't burn your house down that year. What? Of course you are. Look what you're doing, you dipshit.
This is part of my, like, it's like the eye roll at Christmas and holidays. It's because we do stupid shit like that, and then we wonder why things happen. It's like,
right.
Well, of course.
Yeah, there's more ladder accidents. Yeah.
Well, we're drunk on spiked eggnog, so that's part of it.
That sounds good.
Another interesting thing to note is, contrary to popular belief, Xmas is not a trendy attempt to take Christ out of Christmas.
Mm.
Christianity was actually spelled Xianity as far back as 1100 So X or Chi is the Greek first letter for Christ. So X.
Oh.
Yeah, back, that's how they said it. And Constantine or Constantine the Great often reference the shorthand version. And it's actually funny. In 1021, they abbreviated Xpmas. XP, capital XP, and then MS. And then they shortened it to Xmas.
Okay.
I thought that was weird. I got some quick random ones for you.
For whatever reason, I always thought it was maybe like it started as a cross, like a Christianity cross.
And tilted.
And then over time, like people just got lazy. It just turned into an Xmas.
Actually, it was like a symbol of a pea and a kitty butthole. That's the first Christian one, yeah.
Nice.
Let's see. I got a couple more things. Santa Claus, the version of Santa that we recognize, mm-hmm. is actually kind of new. We got him from an advertising campaign from the Coca-Cola Company in 1931.
That's one of my favorite facts.
I love it, too.
About Chris. It's so American.
Well, what's funny is how
Coca-Cola's like, this is what we're going to do now.
Santa was creepy as fuck before that. I saw some pictures, and he kind of has a Krampus vibe to him.
Nice.
It's like, I guess that made it a little bit more friendly to the chitrons. But Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was also a marketing ploy to mm-hmm. sell more shit. In 1939, the story was concocted by a copy clerk at Montgomery Ward. And it went on to sell 2.4 million copies in that year. And then the song by Gene Autry came 10 years later. And the cartoon that's been pushing pro-reindeer propaganda down our throats since we were kids was made in 1964. So that's kind of strange. But here's a fun one.
Pro-reindeer propaganda.
I'm happy to help. Another interesting tidbit is that Santa's reindeer haven't always been named Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid,
Donner, and Blitzen. Yeah.
They've been called a ton of names, including Flossie, Glossy, Racer, Pacer, Scratcher, Feckless is my favorite, Ready, Steady, Robocop, Fireball, and Steve. By the way, Feckless means lacking character and irresponsible. That's a rude name for a reindeer.
And there's always got to be one that's fucking off.
Right? I just love like the, you know, Flossy and Glossy and
Itchy
Bossy
and Scratchy.
And it's like words that aren't even words. Dossy and Scotchy and Mossy
and Steve
and Zossy. But do you recall some other name?
Well,
Rudolph the Feckless, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Actually, it was almost Reginald. It was almost Reggie the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I like that more.
Reginald.
I think Reggie would have been better.
Yeah.
It's a little classic.
Reggie the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Why not?
So Rudolph. A couple more things, and then we'll get on to the show. Mm-hmm. Another weird thing is that
this is the show, Zach.
Well, you know what I mean. The show that people like.
Nice.
Jingle Bells was actually meant to be a song for Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
James Lord Pierpont wrote the song called One Horse Open Sleigh for His Church, for his Thanksgiving concert in the mid-19th century. Then they remixed that shit in 1857 was re-released under the title we all know and love, and of course is one of the most popular songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, Jingle Bells, 9 days after Christmas in 1965, astronauts Wally Schirra and Tom Stafford aboard the Gemini 6 told Mission Control they saw an unidentified flying object about to enter Earth's atmosphere traveling in the polar orbit from north to south. Just as things got tense, they interrupted the broadcast with Jingle Bells. Yeah, and as Wally played a small harmonica accompanied by Tom shaking a handful of small sleigh bells, it was the first song in space. Unless you're talking about jizz, which is space jazz in Star Wars, but other than that. So
that's funny.
And it's last couple things. Speaking of overplayed Christmas music, Silent Night has been recorded 733 times, or 733 versions since 1978.
I was going to say,
which is crazy. Now, last one.
Okay.
Quick note on mistletoe, which is kind of a pagan thing in the first place, and it's an aphrodisiac for all the orgies that Christmas used to be.
I'll show you pagan.
Yeah. But the Germanic word for mistletoe literally means dung on a twig. It means shit stick. So that's fun. That's very romantic.
Hey, shit stick!
It's because birds shit their seeds out to help germinate the species, so very romantic. So happy Chris Kwanzaa.
Hey, babe. Oh, look who's standing under the shit stick.
Look at you and me under the shit stick.
Look at Vanessa. Oh, look at you under your little shit stick. And you're literally holding up like a twig with poop on it?
I think you should.
Oh, you go kiss me on the shit stick.
It's that guy at the party that's got the mistletoe like poking out of his jeans, walking around. Hey.
Looks like you got your fucking camel toes under the mistletoe. Come here. Have you seen my guacamole bowl?
I'm going to throw up.
I'm going to throw up. Alana wants her guacamole bowl back.
I want to. Can we do a? Can we do an episode of Lap Time that's talking about like your wife's lifestyle?
Whoa!
No.
Yes, we can.
Sure, no. Yeah, we've done that.
We should bring her in.
Like,
make her come in.
Like bring her in and like and kind of explain that whole thing.
Oh yeah, she loves doing that.
Have her come in and explain what's wrong with her.
Yeah.
I don't know if she knows, because there ain't shit wrong with her.
It'd be fascinating just to hear, you know, like just that. It's a whole nother world.
That is cool.
She really is well-versed in it, too. It's fun to listen to her talk about it.
We'll talk to her about it, see if she's interested about that.
Maybe something in the new year.
Well, you can check out amarab.com and read all of her blogs, and she's got a podcast coming out here soon in the new year. So that'll be fun if you want to learn about all that stuff.
Yeah. Or you just bring her on the show.
Bring her on.
Or we could do that.
And then she could promote her show.
Yeah. Right? See? I like how you guys work. You capitalist pig dogs.
Capitalist pig dogs.
All right, lap time. Everyone, get up. Get off Zachy's lap.
Boo, Aaron's.
Oh, well, there it is.
What's that pokey thing in my leg?
That's a mistletoe, apparently.
Shit sticks.
All right, let's hear some good news.
Okay.
Let's do some good news. Hey, Zach, will you do it?
No, hold on.
Please. Oh.
I thought we were doing...
What are we doing next? Wait, why'd you skip ahead?
He cut himself off.
Oh, you did.
I did.
He's trying to switch to his camera.
We're not giving him a camera.
Are we doing Hey, we're doomed? We're not doomed?
No, hooray, we're not doomed.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
You know, the thing that's next.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! Who doesn't like turtles? I think there's anybody out there that's like, I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
I
mean, if they're Ninja Turtles, then they're the best ever.
Good for nothing. Shredder doesn't like turtles.
No, he does not.
You know what I mean?
Toidles.
Have you guys ever heard of Jonathan the Tortoise? He's the world's oldest living land animal, and he just celebrated his 191st birthday.
How do they know?
who told you?
Yeah.
How do you guys fucking know about it?
Who made you turtle god?
But Jonathan's estimated 1832 birth year predates the invention of the postal stamp, the telephone, and the photograph.
And the Civil War.
But think about poor Jonathan. Think about his birthday parties.
Mm.
I mean, how many new, like, he's probably had like 4 birthday parties where he knows nobody.
Mm-hmm. All his friends are gone.
No one can make it. He's like, where's Bill?
Where's Bill?
Oh, Bill died 45 years ago.
Bill died a half a century ago.
Bill's been dead for 120 years, Jonathan.
Bill died right around when Lincoln died.
He was eaten by a pterodactyl, jackass.
Picture him walking. He gets fed up. He goes, I'm out of here.
Trying to walk off all slow.
And they're just like, everyone has to, like, they're sad. And they're like, I guess party's over. And you're like, do I walk in front of him and just get the fuck out of here?
Or do I wait for him?
But that's, I love the just cute old animal. I guess
that's a lot. Happy birthday.
Years.
Happy birthday, Jonathan. Didn't know you existed till just now, but
he was born. He was born like less than just over 50 years after the United States became a country.
Mm-hmm. Like he's been doing tortoise stuff for so long. And that's so fun. I think I probably brought this up. My first like super cool encounter with turtles was I was down in Cabo. I forget what month that was now. But it was like their breeding season. You'd go out there at night in the moon.
You'd fuck them.
Yeah, and you used to fucking jump on them and smash them into the ground.
And it was so funny. Their heads in.
Just Super Mario them. Boop, and shoot them out of their shell.
There's no coin in there.
Boo, rip off, throw them into the rocks. No, yeah. They're huge. And they wouldn't be there. They'd just wave and wave. It'd be like endless waves. And all of a sudden, one wave would come in. And then out of it would be this giant turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd just, you know, swim their way up the shore and then burrow in, lay their eggs, and then swim their ass out. It would happen all night.
What's crazy is when those eggs hatch and the turtles actually try to get to the, it's like a race to get to the water.
Birds are trying to kill them.
Before they, like, mm-hmm. they start out with, like, it's like fucking Squid Game.
Yeah, it is.
Totally. It's so sad, too.
I know. They have people, there's locals, it's a whole festival. When they start hatching, locals show up and they fight off the birds so that the turtles can get to the ocean.
That's pretty sweet.
Like, they'll protect them and have nets and try to cover them up as they make their way down.
They all have baseball bats. Just like taking that, out seagulls.
Where fuck was birds? Yay, yeah, turtles!
Where's that one place? Is it in Iceland where they have the whale beating?
No, the whale beating. Yeah,
and the cruise liner showed up on the beating day.
It was just red.
Yeah, and it was full of
just blood
of PETA, like execs were on the cruise ship and didn't know what was going on, and they show up to this Icelandic village and they're doing like their whale slaughter. Beating ceremony.
Whale slaughters.
This universe loves irony so much.
And gotta be so ironic. The whole bay was just red.
Mm-hmm.
Just blood.
I mean, they don't do it for fun. They do it for, you know, it's a whole thing for their, you know, it's sustainable. They do it in a sustainable way. So, I mean, I guess you can't be that mad.
Yeah, it's not poaching.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at something I was able to find on the internet this week that I think is pretty cool. And happy birthday, Jonathan. I don't want to get lost in our
turtle-beating
fantasies.
Hopefully he lives, if he's still alive when this episode comes out.
Here's to another 400 years, Jonathan. Yeah, you got it, buddy.
Keep strong.
Zach!
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out, together, as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome! Hey, Brian, you ever gone out to eat and you'd be like, oh my God, this is so good. Wish I knew how to make it at home.
All the time.
Zach?
I'm never going to make it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, here's a website for you. It is called Copycat. But it's cat with a K.
Like kind of like scat test.
But copycat.com. And you can go here and type in any recipe from any restaurant. And it tells you how to make it at home.
Big Mac.
Big Mac sauce. That's just good.
Olive Garden chicken marsala.
So right here, I'm looking at the copycat McDonald's Big Mac. It tells you, you know, as you look at it, you want to save it, you can send it off. It tells you what you need, why you should try this recipe, but here's all the stuff. And then as you move forward, obviously, like a recipe would, it just walks you through all the things you're going to have to do in order to make your own Big Mac at home.
That seems like a lot of steps. I've seen a kitchen McDonald's. It doesn't look like they're doing that many steps.
Well, because they have a lot of the sauces and stuff already made. Oh, you're just joking around. Yeah. All right. Be like, you look it up and it's like, step one, go to McDonald's. And you're like, aw.
Step two, order the Big Mac.
Order the Big
step
Mac.
Step three, enjoy.
You open it up in your car. Two, cry. Or four, cry. Five, enjoy. You're like, I feel like four and five should be McDonald's Oreo McFlurry.
Five ways to make the it's just the four the last two are just about eating it.
Five ways to cry in your car at McDonald's. You're like, this is a weird recipe.
Read your 23andMe.
Go get a Big Mac, cry in your car. You're like, what are some other ways to cry in my car at McDonald's?
I hate it all.
I'm super sad. I'm sad as fuck. But anyway,
that's cool. I'm gonna go check that out.
Yeah, copycat again. That's cat with a
I'm
K.
Tell my wife to make something.
Make something I like for sure. Once.
For once, woman,
please. Now we have an epic tale for Hey Guys this week.
An epic tale.
Epic tale. Ready?
Ups and downs and
ins and outs and lefts and rights. And it's gonna take a bit, so we gotta save some time.
Wait, didn't we already get to Hey Look What I Found?
No, we're doing Hey Guys.
Oh, fucking! I'm the worst today.
What is happening back there?
Oh no!
On your mark, we're waiting for you. Tell us when you're ready. Nice.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
I immediately regret the decision of like, hey, let's get a camera for Zach.
it's his Fred Durst hair that's
Let's make him
me off.
More a part of the show.
He's doing so well. We should do something really nice for him.
Yeah.
I'm killing it.
How can we get him less in the show?
Fucking five more years of no camera for Zach.
Yeah.
Okay, we're only doing one email this week, and it's coming in from our drunk-ass son, Kyle.
Yes.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
It's because we just heard from him last week. But that is not a good reason to not hear from him in one of the most epic drunk tales I have ever heard personally.
That's personally a high bar, I think.
Yes. I mean, you guys have been, you know, some of you have been listening to me for fucking almost probably over a decade. And I've shared a lot of dumb shit that I've done.
This one's that high.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Kay. It's all about telling a good story.
Oh, you know? Man. Just imagine. Ready? Buckle up. Hey, daddies and Uncle Zach!
Hey-o!
It's your mini golf hole, go-kart track, drywall son again. I'm here in South Carolina, sitting chair, typing story. I have another drunk tale for you, but this one is a bit more intense than the last one, so here we go. A few years back, I was on the road with my construction carny crew. We're in Fredericksburg, Virginia, building one of the biggest elevated go-kart tracks in the country. Anyways, this was a long job, between 6 to 10 months long. So instead of getting hotel rooms, we were blessed with a big old house for the duration of the job. Living house, building cart.
Living life.
Building track. Everyone had their own room, and it was right on some pretty lake.
This is so completely opposite from the last story. Mm-hmm.
Well, just wait. Well, let me tell you. Oh, my God. Let me tell you about being on the road for months at a time with grown-ass men all the fucking time. You see them at work, then at home, then at work again. You just don't get a break. So after months of tension and one too many nights of alcohol, me and one of my coworkers named Joe, nice, got into a fist fight.
Let's call him Joe.
Got into a fist fight in the middle of the night, arguing about something stupid, of course. That's not the shitty part, though. No, it's not. The shitty part is that I grabbed my car keys and peeled out of the driveway completely smashed after a little skirmish. And I don't remember any of this. That's great. So I make it about 30 miles away from the house. End up losing control of my car out in some country back road, out in bumfuck nowhere. I didn't hit anyone else, thank Jesus, but I did happen to run into a wooden telephone pole that I snapped completely in half and it fell into the road, blocking both directions in traffic. I was asleep in my crunched 2012 Honda Civic as a few cars pulled up to the crash. When I came to, I have an off-duty firefighter asking me if I'm all right. And if I've been drinking, all that stuff, I tell him I'm okay, just my head hurts from the airbag deploying. But every time he asks me if I've been drinking, I just sit there silent and won't answer.
Well, I'll say anything, you won't even know.
You just won't shut up. Like, oh, it's crazy, man. Come here, have you been drinking? Just like, just straight face, just like totally, you pretend to go to sleep again?
Sir.
And you're like, please go away. Just if I can't see him, he can't
T-Rex.
See me.
Yeah.
If I can't see him, he can't see me. Ask him, okay. So after a few minutes, he helped me out of the car. But by now, there's probably 20 cars in line trying to get past this telephone pole in the middle of the road. So we're all just sitting there basically waiting for the police to show up. So what does my drunk ass do the second I see police lights in the distance? I looked both ways to check if the coast was clear and hopped a little cattle fence that's next to the road and took off running into some cow field. Did I forget to mention I don't have any shoes on, my wallet, or my phone on me, and I'm 2,800 miles away from home, and I'm in a state that I've never been to? During my jog, I see a giant metal barn, so I run to see if I can hide in there. To my delight, it's full of sleeping cows. So I make myself at home while I watch the police flashlights look for me in the distance, hoping these cows don't give my position away by mooing or something. The cops only looked for me for about 15 minutes, never came near the barn, and gave up. So after I see the cop lights vanish into the distance, I start to creep back towards the road. I see my totaled car getting put into the back of a tow truck and drive away. But now I have to wait for the power line guys to fix the pole before I can take the road back to the house. So I decide to sit in a bushy patch a little bit down the road and wait for them to take off. While I'm waiting, of course, it starts raining. And I can do nothing but sit there. At least an hour or two later, all the repairmen have left, so I start walking the long 30-plus miles back to the house in the rain. Fuck. Again, no shoes on.
30 miles?
Only about 2 to 3 miles in, a car drives down and asks if I'm okay. Is it a normal pedestrian? Is it a cop? No. It's one of the linemen that just fixed the pole I destroyed. So he's like, what the hell are you doing out here in the middle of the night with no shoes in the woods? I said that my girlfriend and I got into a fight and she kicked me out of the car on the way home and I just needed a ride. I don't know if he believed me, but I didn't care. He said he couldn't take me all the way home by the lake, but he'd take me to the next gas station. So he dropped me off. It's completely dark out and the gas station is closed. I just want to die and go to sleep. So I noticed there's a local mechanic shop across the street with a bunch of semi-trucks out front. I check a few doors until one opens. I crawl inside, and there's actually a mattress in the sleeping cabin. I end up sleeping a few hours, then wake up, and the entire semi-truck floor covered in throw up. So I jumped out as quick as I could and got the fuck out of there before anyone comes in. I went back to the gas station, walked in, grabbed the biggest water bottle they had, cracked it open, and chugged the entire thing on the spot, then walked out because I forgot I had no money.
God.
Luckily, it was super early and the store clerk wasn't even watching the store. Must have been in the back or something. So he didn't even notice. Next, I go out and sit on a bench in front of the store and ask people if they can give me a ride home. Remember, I'm fucked up, have no shoes or phone, and have no idea where I am in the middle of the country. This hot blonde chick I asked said no. The old white guy in a suit said no. But the Mexican dude on his way to work gave me a ride home. Yeah!
Gracias, mi amigo. Yeah.
When I got to the house, I walk in. My boss gave me a hug and asked if I'm all right. Then asked where my car is, and I told him
he's the coolest boss ever. I swear to God.
Then asked me where my car was. I told him I don't know. Then explained my night to him. The icing on the cake was later that day. My entire right ass cheek and half my back felt like it was on fire. Come to find out that the bush that I decided to sit down in was poison ivy.
Good God.
I'm not proud of anything I did in this story, but it's what happened. I didn't get any warrants or anything like that. Just a bill for $12,000 for my Honda that I was still making payments for, and $3,600 for the electrical pole I destroyed. The pole was only $500. The other $3,000 was the overtime labor the power line guys had to do. Honestly, fight or flight is a powerful thing, and I chose flight on this night. Sorry for the length of this story. You might want Joe to read it. Seriously, though, the three of you guys make my long work week bearable, and I'm forever in your debt. Your dumbass son, Kyle LaMesa. P.S. You can use my name. I've already checked with the state of Virginia. I'm not on a wanted list or anything.
That's incredible.
What? Just from cows to poison ivy to wrapping around a pole.
That's a little short story. That's a movie right there.
That's wild stuff.
It's in my head a movie.
Man. It really is. No, like you could draw that story out, like all the things that happened along the way, a full-length feature.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean.
Well done.
And I'm glad that, again, I wrote back and I was like, glad you're okay. Also, thank God you didn't fucking kill somebody.
Yeah.
Because that would have been a terrible story.
Yeah.
And he goes back to the crash scene after sleeping with the cows. And he goes back and he goes, turns out I killed a family.
Mm-hmm.
So I laid down in the poison ivy. You're like, Kyle, this story's not funny anymore.
Yeah, it got real dark.
This is not funny anymore.
It's weird what alcohol will do, that like where you're just like it, your ambition or your whatever, they go away, where you're like, I can run away and hide in a barn and it'll all go away.
It's just gonna be fine.
Yeah, I'll get back to work tomorrow and it'll be fine.
I love his choice of words with like, to my delight, it's a bunch of sleeping cows.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're so drunk, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I wanted.
Then they start moving like,
you're going to tell mom, man.
They're going to know I'm here.
You do that again, I'm going to wrap you around a pole.
I love it. And the cops are like, oh, he might be in that barn. Nah,
too far.
Why would he go to that? We'll turn around.
Why would anyone go to that barn? It's full of sleeping cows. okay, let's move forward. We got to get after the bonus stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
That was episode 79. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Sign up, support us, be a part of the gaggle at patreon.com. /CanYouDon'tPodcast. You'll find all of our merch at CanYouDon'tPodcast.com. And if there's something you want to see on the show, you can send that in to HeyGuys@CanYouDon'tPodcast.com. Check out everything Uncle Zach does. Cool.
Yay.
Uncle Zach. That's ScatCast.
Scat Cards.
Scat Cards. Did you buy ScatCards.com too?
No, but you can get Scat Cards if you
want. So ScatCast. And we've had a lot of people writing in saying that just hearing about it here on Can You Don't, they're checking it out and they love your universe, my man.
Yay.
So hopefully you're picking up some listeners that way. Definitely. That's awesome.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, of course. And then thanks to the babysitters that run our Facebook page. Seriously, you guys save us a ton of time. So if you're out there being a moderator for the Facebook page, we appreciate you. Ready for a joke?
Santa Claus? I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, promise?
Better get it quick.
Okay, let's do it. Chuck out.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Keeping with the holiday theme.
Oh, we going hatless?
I just took my hat off. I was getting too fucking hot. Damn, I just got a haircut. You got short hair?
Look at that. It's gone. Ooh. Got rid of it.
That's sexy. I like it. What do you call a snowman with a six-pack? You know what it is.
I think I actually know what this is.
The abdominal snowman?
It's gotta be, yeah. Because I was thinking abdominal. It's always a weird word to say anyway, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Abdominal snowman.
Yes, it is.
Now, I don't know. I've never heard that one.
Oh, you haven't? No. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I have either, but it like made sense. Yeah.
I know. I had to say the punchline.
Like abdomen.
The abdomen.
Yeah. You're getting, I'm like, oh, I know. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Just like the timing of it. Like, what do you call a snowman with a six pack? The abdominal snowman.
Because you don't want the other guy to answer it.
No.
Like a setup joke is like you're supposed to give the punchline. If the person answers it, it's not funny.
No, just that you're the worst.
You're like, what do you call a snowman? He's like, Donald Snowman. Yeah.
Well, see you guys next week.
That's what they call it.
Guess that's it. Okay, if you support us on Patreon, the show keeps going. To get access to that, again, just sign up at patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast. If you're not doing that right now, we'll see you guys next week. But, yeah, episode 80 next week. Fuck yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
All right, bye!